Favorite music, WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
It's time for Tri-County High School Basketball on FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO. All the action, here's Nate Lull.
Good evening. High school basketball sectional playoffs are back here tonight on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. I'm Nate Lull. I'm joined by Greg Bonskowski. We come to you live from Morris Central School. It is a second-round, technically, matchup here between 5-seed Skenevis and 4-seed Morris. And, Coach, welcome in. It's the Butler Auto pregame show. I have to say right off the bat, right, I mean, you know, this is a fun time of year. There's a lot of different games to choose from. We're not trying to slight anybody by not going anywhere. We just thought this would be a fun, entertaining Tri-Valley matchup tonight.
Yeah, I mean, we're not far off from March, and they call it March Madness for a reason, and you never know what could happen. That's why we play the games, and lots of great basketball. So if you're a basketball fan, get out and catch some of these local teams that are participating in sectionals. It should be a fun time for local high school basketball.
This is our Butler Auto pregame show here tonight. Butler has the area's biggest selection of pre-owned vehicles on Route 7, Riverside in Sydney. And at Butler Auto Sales, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Everyone at Butler Auto Sales wishes the coaches, players, and fans of both teams the best in tonight's game. Greg and I will take a quick break. We'll come back. We got a lot of stats to throw your way as the Mustangs host the Dragons here tonight. Sectional playoff basketball on WCDO.
The Butler family from Butler Auto Sales in Sydney takes a moment to thank our loyal customers for your continued business and for voting us as best used auto dealer in this year's Daily Star Best of the Best poll. Mike, Kathy, and Tyler Butler would also like to thank their dedicated employees for your hard work and commitment to Butler Auto Sales' success. When it's time for your next vehicle, remember Butler Auto Sales on Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. Over 160 vehicles to choose. Guaranteed credit approval. $1,000 minimum toward your trade-in. And free vehicle history reports are just a few reasons why so many Tri-County residents trust Butler Auto Sales. Learn more at butlerautosales.com.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
The Butler Auto pregame show here tonight. And, you know, Greg, a matchup 4-5, you couldn't ask for much better. Two teams that played close in the regular season. They have the same record. I mean, on paper, this one looks like it's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, I mean, they played January 8th at Skenevis. It was only a four-point game. Morris was able to come away with the victory. But, you know, like you said, 4-5 seed, both teams 12-7. So it should be a close contest tonight.
And, of course, there are a bunch of other games going on locally tonight. The games that are happening on the boys' side are in Class B, C, and D. Some of the upper classes have another round of byes, so they'll be seeing them early next week. So we'll do our best. Any updates that come in, we'll be passing those along. The winner of this game will get the winner of 1-seed Edmiston and 9-seed Gilboa-Conesville-Roxbury. So we should have some updates from there. This is a really great bracket, top to bottom. You have 3-seed Worcester against 6-seed South Courtright Andes, and 7-seed Stanford Jefferson taking on 2-seed Margaretville tonight. I think in a lot of these games, Coach, even the 2-7 and the 1-9, I mean, you could flip a coin in a few of these, especially this one and the 3-6 matchup, and you never know who's going to move on.
And I think almost all of the games, maybe the only one I'm not 100% positive about is Edmiston and Gilboa-Conesville-Roxbury. All the other games, the other three games, they've all played each other at least once in the regular season. So Worcester had a close game against South Courtright Andes. Stanford Jefferson has played Margaretville in the Delaware League.
Several
times, yeah. And,
of course,
these two teams matched up in a Tri-Valley showdown at Skenevis earlier in the year.
And I know that Stanford Jefferson-Margaretville game, they had a couple of kind of classics where it was back and forth, and Margaretville would be able to pull away at the end, including in their league semifinals. So Stanford Jefferson going for a little bit of revenge tonight. And, we'll be keeping an eye on Norwich playing tonight, Oneonta Boys playing tonight, not against each other, but I know a lot of local listeners are always interested in those type of games. And in Class C, really the only local WCDO area team is Delhi taking on Union Springs over at Delaware Academy tonight. So we'll get you some updates from there as well. They're the only MAC Class C team left on the boys' side. So it's everybody's kind of rooting for Delhi, I think, in terms of Class C if you're on this side of Section 4. So All right, we're going to take a break here on the Butler Auto pregame show. We're all set up at Morris Central School. A huge thank you to Mike Iannelli, the athletic director, and his staff. This will be 5-seed Skenevis visiting 4-seed Morris. And, Coach, real quick before we take the break, both these teams have had a long kind of layoff since their league playoff game. So we'll see how that plays into this as well. We'll get your thoughts on that when we come back. Here's the national anthem. When we return, we'll have tip-off on WCDO.
You're buying a new car and shopping for a good loan rate. This place has a higher rate because they price by credit score, and that place has a higher rate because you don't have 3 accounts and a MasterCard with them. Don't get stuck with a higher signature loan rate. Simply visit Shendello Federal Credit Union in Franklin. Because to us, an auto is an auto, no matter the year. At Shendello Federal Credit Union in Franklin, one size fits all. No restricted terms or special requirements. 114 Main Street in Franklin. Or visit Shendello.org. Member NCUA.
Jerry's Inn, 18 West Main Street in Bainbridge, is open for lunch and dinner Tuesday through Sunday and is a great place for family dining. Everyone will love $2 tacos on Taco Tuesdays, as well as 75-cent in-house wings on Wing Wednesdays. Every day is a great day to order chicken gyros or the Bobcat Burger. And check out the local high school sports Wall of Fame, featuring photos by Jason and Ricky McPherson. Come enjoy Jerry's iconic hometown atmosphere with a delicious, diverse menu. 18 West Main Street in Bainbridge. Jerry's is celebrating March with the Reuben Sandwich, available all month long.
When it comes to protecting their homes, people will try almost anything, from deadbolts to security systems, fences to motion lights. Every little bit helps. But when it comes to protecting your home, nothing is more important than making sure you have the right amount of homeowners insurance. So talk to me, Scott Smith, your neighbor's insurance agent. Together, we can help you get the coverage you want and the discounts you deserve. Stop by Neighbors Insurance, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, or East Main Street in Oneonta for all your homeowners insurance needs.
Your friends from JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge proudly support high school sports and hopes our local teams enjoy fun and successful seasons. Remember JM Electrical Contracting for all types of electrical work, from complete rewiring to electric panel upgrades and so much more. Plus, we sell, install, and service Generac generators for peace of mind in case of a power outage. So call Josh Missler at 895-PLUG. JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge, a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back. Skenevis boys taking on Morris here at MCS. Coach B is going to have the Skenevis Dragons starters tonight.
First, you have junior number 1, Alan Osborne. Junior number 10, Tim Green. Junior number 14, Ethan Reed. Senior number 22, Cody Keeter. And senior number 24, Jackson Reed. The Dragons are coached by Hunter Grace and assisted by Scott Stiles.
All right, we're going to have the starting lineups here first for the Morris Mustangs and head coach Jerry Joy, assistant coach Sean Akins. They're going to start with number 3, junior Ryan Murphy, a junior number 2, Rylan Boss, a junior number 5, Ty Turner, a senior number 11, Levi Waffle, and a junior number 13, Carter Swayer. So we're all set to go here, coach. And again, both these teams have had that long layoff since Tri-Valley playoffs. How does that play into things here tonight?
Well, you certainly know that you're rested, but you could be a little rusty. It'll be interesting to see how the beginning of the game goes. Hopefully you've had some good scrimmages in practice. Maybe they were able to find another team to scrimmage against, but it should be interesting here to start out with.
Morris is in their home white uniforms with the royal blue trim, says Mustangs in royal blue lettering across the front of the uniform. Royal blue on the other side for Skenevis, the main color, with the gold and the white trim, says Skenevis in gold lettering across the front of the chest there. And we're ready to tip it up here in the second round of the Section 4 Class D Boys Basketball Tournament, and Skenevis wins the opening tip going left to right. Here's Alan Osborne, a jumper, left side, no good, rebound, and we're going to have a foul underneath here on Morris, as ripping that ball down there was Tim Green.
Yeah, and just looking at this first possession here, it's definite that Skenevis has a height advantage, so it's going to be vital for them to box out. It looked like they kind of opened in a 2-3, but really didn't have an opportunity to see that set because it was off the tip.
Green gets the first one to go. It's one thing I've liked about the Skenevis team. They have some size, and they play physical. Kind of all starts with Jackson Reed, who was their 1,000-point scorer and one of the top scorers. He's in the top 10 locally. here in the WCDO coverage area. Second shot was no good, was a violation on Skinnevis, so a 1-0 lead for the Dragons. And so across the midcourt timeline, here comes Morris. Ryan Murphy directing traffic. The leading scorer in the area tries to take it right to the rim, and he's fouled. And the referee's kind of setting the tone here early as Murphy sends it right in.
Who was the first foul on there for Morris? They have two up there, but two didn't start the game for
He did. Ryland Boss started the game, yes.
Okay.
So Boss is in. 12 did not start. Two starting tonight here for the Mustangs as Murphy gets the first one to go. Ryan Murphy has led wire to wire so far here, Coach, for a little horse reference for you there. In the scoring category for Morris, in our area this year, he's been tremendous.
Well, I appreciate that horse racing reference.
And he makes two here at the foul line to make it 2-1. Morris is on top. Skinnevis breaking some pressure. They feed one into the corner for Cody Cater. And they'll whip one over to the far side now for Jackson Reed. On the baseline, little fake, up and under, missed it, second chance. Scooped up by the Dragons, they'll work it out. Osborne, kick out left side three, in and out, and a rebound for Levi Waffle. He gets his pocket pick, though, and Reed's got it underneath and lays it up and in. Boy, he's so physical in there.
Yeah, nice. He just kind of took the ball right out of Morris's hand, went up there and finished. He has a lot of athleticism.
Yeah, tall, probably 6'3", 6'4", and athletic. I wonder if he hurt his hand on that last play. Here's Murphy taking it inside and scoring.
Yeah, he seems to be holding his fingers, but...
Could have jammed a finger there, possibly. We'll see how it affects him. And Morris with an interception. Athletic play here by Levi Waffle to pick off a pass at midcourt to Carter Swayer. His jumper is in and out. And a rebound here for the Dragons. With 6:45 to go in the first quarter, Morris leading 4-3. Reed in the corner. Foot maybe on the line. Missed it short, though, and Swayer's got a rebound for Morris. And here they come. Swayer down the right side. We'll leave it for Murphy. Murphy into the paint. Kicks one out. Swayer. Left side. Three is good for Carter Swayer. Morris always seems to get off to a fast start. They lead 7-3 with 6:20 to go in the first quarter. Skinnevis trying to get it across midcourt. And this one is tipped ahead now to Cody Cater. To the interior. Now here for Tim Green. On the baseline, little up and under. Tough angle. Missed the shot. Waffle with a rebound. And ahead now for Swayer. Right side off the glass. It's good for Swayer. Timeout, Skinnevis. As Swayer's got a quick five and Murphy's got four. Morris leads 9-3, 2 minutes into the ball game here on WCDO.
Protect what matters most. Preferred Mutual Insurance Company is committed to delivering superior insurance products and unsurpassed customer service. We offer property and casualty insurance products to meet the personal and business needs of our customers through independent agents in our communities. Preferred Mutual has been proudly serving our agents and policyholders since 1896. Visit us online at preferredmutual.com. Preferred Mutual is a proud supporter of student athletes in our community.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. We're 2 minutes in, and the Morris boys have jumped out to a 9-3 lead here over the Skinnevis Dragons. And Skinnevis comes across midcourt now. They break the pressure. Here's Alan Osborne. A turnaround shot. Left elbow, no. Swayer a rebound, and here comes Morris. Murphy to the left side. Ryan Murphy stops into the corner now for Swayer. A pull-up three. Missed it off the front. Osborne's got it in transition. Trying to step through. Osborne, no. Reed with the putback, yes. And Jackson Reed is up to 4 points. Makes it 9-5. Morris in transition. And they're quickly moving here. They barely even settle in, it seems, most of the time on offense. Now they will slow it down. And they'll look to run it to the left side here with Murphy. Morris going right to left. Murphy steps in for a long two, buckles off the side of the rim. Rebound here for Skinnevis. And now we got to travel at midcourt. They were going a little too fast.
It's hard to even figure out what defense Skinnevis is playing down there because Morris doesn't take very long before they fire up a shot.
5:10 to go here in the first quarter. 9-5 our score. And the Morris boys on top. I guess there's multiple ways to look at that, right? I mean...
you're making shots, it's certainly difficult to defend. It looks like a 3-2.
Morris to the high post now with Swayer. Goes one down low for Waffle on a putback rebound off the miss from Johnson of Morris, and it won't go. And here's Skinnevis in transition. And Jackson Reed steps through, his shot off the glass, no rebound Morris, and they're looking to sprint again. And here's Murphy stepping through, and he's blocked there by Osborne, and they're going to get the whistle here on Osborne. And he's going to go to the line, Murphy, that is.
And that could be important here with 4:42 to go in the first quarter. That's Osborne's second foul. And the Dragons can't afford to lose him. He's their point guard, averages about 17 points a game. So that's a big call there.
Great outside shooter as Murphy goes to the line, hits the first. And now Osborne's going to have to sit. And the question will be, how long does head coach Hunter Grace want to let him go? And Osborne kind of pleading his case with coach, saying, I'll trust me, stay in. Does every player say that, coach?
Yeah, most everyone does. But you have to know as a coach who you can trust and who you can't trust.
Murphy, 2 out of 2, and he's got 6 points. And now a steal by the Mustangs. They lead 11-5. They go back to Murphy on the right side. Morris off to a hot start here in the 4-5 game of the Class D round, Section 4 sectionals. And inside, now for Johnson. And a pull-up is good off a nice dish there from Carter Swayer.
Yeah, that was a nice pass. He drove the baseline and fouled his teammate in the lane.
Makes it 13-5, Morris on top. 4:15 to go first quarter. Skenevis trying to answer. They go to Spranger. Top of the arc for Spranger, and his three rattles in. Spranger from downtown. Makes it 13-8, big bucket for Draper.
Yeah, big bucket there. Nice soft touch from the big fella at the top of the key.
3:55 to go in the first quarter. Thanks for joining us as well tonight on WCDOsports.com. Our web stream is brought to you by SFCU. Now here's a steal by Skenevis. Numbers if they hurry. Green in transition, takes it inside, missed the shot. Going after the rebound. And scooped up here, we got a jump ball. Good look there for Skenevis, but it wouldn't go. With 3:42 to go first quarter, Morris boys leading 13-8. Lucian Kortikas checking in here for Skenevis. Morris going to the bench as well with Ty Turner. I like Kortikas off the bench. Sometimes he can provide you some quick minutes. He's got a nice shot, too. 3:40 to go in this first quarter, I should say. Murphy across midcourt. Floats one, and now looking into the right corner here for Johnson. Johnson skips it across the top of the defense for Swayer. Inside, little turnaround shot here. Reed couldn't get there in time, and Ty Turner with a bucket. Makes it 15-8, and the shots are falling for MCS.
A key in the game is going to be if the Dragons can handle the Mustangs' press.
Inside for Skenevis. A pull-up jumper off the front of the rim. It wouldn't go there for Tim Green. And a rebound for Morris with Swayer across midcourt. Now to Murphy. Murphy looking with Reed right in his shorts on defense. Murphy turns the corner. Zips one across the top of the defense. Finds Swayer. Wide open three. Too long. And Reed's got a rebound. And here comes Skenevis with 2:55 to go in the first. 15-8 our score. Reed's going to set it up on offense. They go left side, letting a three ball go. It's up and good. Therefore, Braden Polisino. And the Dragons are staying in it by hitting some threes. 15-11. Morris on top with 2.5 to go in the first quarter. And MCS trying to answer back with a long three from Ryland Boss, and that won't go. And pulled down here by Skenevis. Reed with a nice spin move inside. Can't get the shot to go, but he's fouled, and he'll head to the line. So Reed's going to step in here. And I've enjoyed watching him these last few years. 1,000-point scorer. It's a lot of raw talent there.
Yeah. He's got some size. He can shoot it from the perimeter. He's a three-level scorer. Get in there and get a rebound. Shoot at mid-range, but also has some three-point range as well.
And he hits the first.
Really nice stroke, too. And Skenevis is kind of rolling the dice here. They're only down three with about 2.5 minutes to go, and they're putting Osborne back in the game here with two fouls. He picks up a third. That could be a major issue.
Coach Joy running out onto the floor. They looked like a piece of gum or a wrapper out there or something.
He was just giving me more time to finish my thoughts.
Yeah.
He knows on offense they're not going to slow down. So.
No, a fast-paced game for sure. As here's Reed's second shot at the line. Died on the front of the rim, no good. Rebound here for Swayer. Morris has got it back down the right side. Murphy with a pull-up jumper, too strong in the paint. Rebound somehow found by Murphy, up and under, and he's fouled. Murphy goes into the land of the trees, gets that rebound, and gets fouled. He'll head back to the line with 2:15 to go in the first.
Yeah, he attacks that rim with no fear.
Out-of-town score here. Worcester boys leading South Courtright 9-5 at the end of the first quarter. That's in the 3-6 game. And Murphy gets the first to go here. Murphy, of course, the last brother of the four Murphy brothers who have been playing here in some way, shape, or form at MCS for the last, I would say, 11 or 12 years. And he's still, you know, Ryan here has got another year to go. It's been a Morris institution. Second shot coming here for Ryan at the line. And it's good. And I think he's going to have a chance to be the highest scoring Murphy brother by the time it's all said and done. Both of his brothers sitting right around 1170 on the 1K list. Here's Osborne in the backcourt. Gets it across here for Skenevis. Trying to go down low for Reed, and he couldn't save it. Polisino tried to loft one into him. Reed thought he was going to shoot it. Some miscommunication.
Yeah, but that was the right pass there. He lobbed it up. I think if they had kind of been on the same wavelength, that would have been an easy basket for the Dragons.
Morris has got it down low. Rolls off the back of the rim. Korkikas, the big fella off the bench, rips it down. And a head down for Polisino. And into the corner for Osborne. Again, playing with those two fouls. He's got to be really careful. And a three ball from straight away from Polisino is no good. And Swayer's got a rebound here for Morris. We'll feed one back to Murphy. Steps back, goes to Swayer. Into the paint. He got stripped. The ball is going to roll out of bounds and stay with the Mustangs. That's going to stay with MCS under the basket to the left side, although the officials are going to get together and talk about this one here.
From our angle down here, I thought it was Dragon's ball. I thought it went off a white jerseyed player from our... We're all the way down at the other end of the floor, but to me it looked like it went off Morris, but we don't have instant replay.
No, and we are on the other end of the floor here where we set up in Morris. We're at one corner of the court, and so that far end can definitely be far away, and they're going to reverse this and give it to Skenevis.
And I think that was the right call. So good job by the officials to get together there.
Skenevis again having to deal with this full court pressure from the Mustangs. What a pass by Osborne. A head now for Reed. And Reed chasing after it, but Morris gets a steal. Well done there by Ty Turner to beat him to it. A head for Murphy. Again attacking the rim, and he scores. And Murphy's up to a quick 10. It's 19-12. Ball out of bounds. Going to stay with the Dragons. Murphy thought he had a steal there on Osborne, but it rolled out. A high-scoring first quarter here in Morris.
Well, both teams average well over 60 points a game, or right around 60 points a game on the season, so this is not surprising.
Dragons will get it in. Korkikas will feed one back, and now a steal by Murphy. Skenevis has continually tried to go over the top of this thing, and it just has not worked out well against the pressure. Murphy to Swayer. Comes off a screen on the baseline. Swayer for a two. Missed it. Rebound is stripped, and Skenevis has got it. Here's Osborne in transition. He's stripped of the ball right back, and he wanted a foul and didn't get it. And back across midcourt here with Murphy. Pulls up for three. It's short, and another rebound for Korkikas. Windex in the glass, and then we got a foul on the outlet pass with 36 seconds to go first quarter. Morris leading 19-12. Boy, back and forth between these two so far. Foul going to be on Morris, on Jake Johnson, his first, team's third. Both teams with three fouls apiece. To the high post, Korkikas, yes. Give him that at the elbow, he's going to hit it. And that makes it 19-14. 20 seconds to go in this first quarter. Head coach Hunter Gray saying, we need to stop here, boys. Slow down this Morris offense. They're going to play for the final shot of the first frame. Shot clock's off, game clock at 10. And they'll bust one into the corner now, looking for Murphy. And we got a three-second call here on the Mustangs, giving it back to Skenevis with about 7 seconds to go.
But Morris is going to have the opportunity to set up their diamond in one press, make it difficult for Skenevis to get that ball up the floor.
Skenevis looking to get it in. I don't even think they're going to get to half court in time. Osborne's going to let one go. He does get it off and almost hits it from three-quarter court. In and out. What a heave. I don't even know how he found the daylight to get it off, but he does. End of the first quarter, 19-14, Morris Boys leading Skenevis. We'll be back with the second quarter on WCDO.
Hi. I'm Sean LaRose from Waste Recovery Enterprises. Excited to tell you that Waste Recovery Redemption is now open on Clifton Street in Unadilla. Drop off your refundable bottles and cans for quick cash. Groups and organizations can set up an account for fundraisers, and we also do bulk pickups and bottle drives. And if you've been wondering what to do with those personal papers you don't need anymore, bring them to Northeast Data Destruction for document and hard drive shredding. Both of these services available at 29 Clifton Street, Unadilla. Open Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Saturdays 9 till 2.
Hi, this is Kurt Gardner from Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney. We've been serving the Tri-Town area and beyond since 2004, and we've helped folks with their heating, air conditioning, air duct cleaning, plumbing, electric, and home repair needs. Superior can also replace your outdated bathtub with a new walk-in shower at a very competitive price. So call us today and let us help. Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney, 607-349-0831. That's 607-349-0831.
NYCM Insurance of Edmiston is a locally owned and operated personal lines insurance company. For over 115 years, NYCM Insurance has delivered quality service to New Yorkers just like you. For information about automobile and or homeowners insurance from NYCM, or to locate one of their 1,100 independent agents across the state, visit them online at nycm.com. NYCM Insurance is a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
All right, welcome back. Morris Boys leading 19-14. Here over Skenevis, we got a foul as Morris brought it down the floor. Looks like it's going to be on the Mustangs. Just a quick out-of-town score update. Margaretville Boys have jumped out to a 26-10 lead over Stanford Jefferson in that ball game. It's probably the biggest lead Margaretville had on Stanford Jefferson this year, so a tough start there for SJ. Skenevis with a three ball on the left wing side. No sway or another rebound. Outlet pass to Murphy. He's looking to run. Murphy, left side, stops and got stripped there by Osborne, who's playing with those two fouls. Osborne gets out of there cleanly. Bodies flying everywhere. Swayer gets the ball, throws it from his butt all the way down the floor to Murphy. He double dribbles and it's going back to Skenevis, and the chaos continues here. Holy cow.
Swayer tried to draw the charge there on Osborne. I give the officials credit. There was a lot of contact there, but I don't think it was a block or a charge. So good no call, I thought, by the officials.
Left side for Skenevis and into the corner for Reed. Comes off a screen and Reed... They're going to say jump ball here as Reed tried to split through two defenders. We knew this game could have a physical tone to it, and it's starting to come out a little bit here.
And early here in the second quarter, no team has scored yet, but if you're Skenevis, you got to be pleased. You know, one of your better players was out with two fouls. It's still a two-possession game.
Morris to the right side. Boy, lost control of it. Bodies flying on the floor. And finally, Skenevis is going to come out of the fray with that one. Boy, everybody was on the floor. A couple of big-time collisions there as guys were going for that loose ball. Tim Green a little slow as he runs back down the floor with 6.5 to go in the second quarter. Baseline drive and a pull-up here for Osborne is short, and Morris doing a good job on the glass so far with Ty Turner. Ahead now for Murphy. Murphy into the paint, steps through, and he's fouled. And, boy, it's going to be on Osborne. So there's the third on Allen Osborne, who has no points so far. Like you said, Coach, he's averaging right around 17 a game. Tough break here for the Dragons.
Yeah, he's got to know there that he can't reach in, can't give the officials any chance at all to call that foul.
Morris gets it in. Murphy for three on the right side, and he hits it. And Murphy's up to 13. What's his average, Coach? 28-6?
28-9. First in the Nate Lowell coverage area.
And he has been all season. 22-14, but Skenevis answers right back with a three on the outside by Ethan Reed. His first bucket of the ball game. Morris trying to answer with a swayer three. That's too strong. Off the back of the rim, Waffle gets tied up. They got a jump ball. 5:52 to go, second quarter. Morris leads 22-17. And we got a timeout here. No, substitution here for Morris. Rylan Boss going to check back in. Jonah Baldo to the bench.
And Morris pulls the press off, which kind of surprises me, especially with Osborne, one of the Dragons' better ball handlers, on the bench with foul trouble, but Coach Joy must see something that he likes. He wants to pull it off for a little while.
5:40 to go in the second quarter, 22-17 our score. And to the right side, they go inside for Reed. He's immediately double-teamed Gets a great shot off. Second chance for Reed, and he scores. Reed's fired up there. A lot of contact, and he's able to score.
Boy, Reed, with his size and athleticism, you almost feel like if he wants to score, he's going to score.
Seen him several times this year. Got to cover their coaches versus cancer event, and there was just games where he literally just took over.
Well, when they threw it in there to the post, it's right down on our side. He's on the block. I didn't think he had a shot. But he just uses his athleticism to kind of jump over or above everybody else. He missed the first one, got the rebound, and put it back in and completed the old-fashioned three-point play.
Skenevis has cut this back to a two-point game, 22-20, after the three-point play there by the senior, the 1,000-point scorer, Jackson Reed. Murphy to the right side, pull up at the right elbow. It's in and out, and a rebound for Reed. And, boy, he's looking like he's playing a little angry right now. And he gets it ahead to Polisino, and his jumper is no good. Green comes down. A traveling violation on Green. Again, a hard play underneath the hoop. And we might have an injury here. Ty Turner slow to get up. 5:10 to go in the second quarter. We're going to take a little break here with Morris up by two on WCDO.
Brown's Pharmacy in Unadilla is accepting new customers. A visit to the pharmacy shouldn't be a hassle, and it shouldn't take an hour to wait for your prescription. That's why so many people in the Tri-Town area have already switched to Brown's Pharmacy. This is Patrice, and I'm proud to say that our knowledgeable staff is efficient, helpful, and patient-friendly. You're not just another insurance card to us. We are happy to consult with you and answer your questions. So make the switch to Brown's Pharmacy, Main Street in Unadilla. For more information, call us at 369-2131.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back. 5 minutes to go here in the second quarter. And Morris has got it. Swayer on the outside. Missed it. It was long. Pulled down by Morris on the rebound. Ty Turner was slow to get up, but appears to be okay. Stays in the game. Kind of shook it off. Missing a shot here. The Mustangs get another rebound with Swayer. Swayer, three ball on the left side. That won't go. Boy, and body's flying on the rebound again. We got a foul this time, though, with 4.5 to go in the second quarter. Morris boys leading 22-20. We are going to check that last three there. I thought maybe it was Ethan Reed, but it also could have been Polisino. We'll have to see. We'll check, get you that update at half. 4.5 to go in the second quarter. And here's Murphy trying to get a shot off, and he's fouled, and they're going to get Reed here on this one.
He picked up two quick ones here, probably in less than 10 seconds.
And so Reed possibly picking up his second. Cortikas is going to go to the bench. Owen Bryant checks in.
Yeah, I think they might have switched the numbers.
Yeah, I wonder about that, too. That's why I was kind of waiting for it to come up on the board.
Because it said 42 first. I don't know. We'll have to check that as well.
Yeah, we got a couple things to check here.
Switched it, but they have it as his first, but should be his second.
We'll definitely get a check on that at the half, as the book has the final say. 4:20 to go in the second quarter. Here's Murphy for a straightaway three. Missed it. And out of bounds it goes. No, it stays in. Morris has got it with Ryland Boss, and his jumper on the left baseline is too strong. Skenevis has got a rebound, and they're hanging around here.
And the offenses have kind of gone quiet here in this second quarter. Not very many points scored.
Cody Keeter will work one back out. They try to go inside here for Green, and he's stripped. Morris getting on the floor, but Skenevis gets it back. They go to Keeter again. Skenevis going to reset. And now a steal by Morris. They seem to be in every passing lane. Ahead for Murphy, and he's got it. Murphy with 15. And now we got a timeout by Skenevis with Morris up by 4, 24-20. 3:45 to go second quarter on CDO.
Sports Field Specialties of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics on WCDO. Sports Field Specialties wishes the best to all area teams this season, especially our teams in Delaware County. Sports Field Specialties manufactures state-of-the-art goalposts, protective netting systems, dugouts, and other athletic equipment used for all levels of play from high school to the NFL. Good luck, area athletes, from Sports Field Specialties of Delhi.
Hi, Mike Lang here from Sydney Auto Body. Did you know that it's your choice where you take your vehicle for auto body repair, and I'm proud to say that since 1961, Sidney Auto Body has been a top choice by Tri-County area residents. We provide honest, quality work performed by experienced pros. So remember, no matter what the damage, it's your choice. You choose who repairs your vehicle. And if you choose Sidney Auto Body, I personally guarantee your satisfaction. Visit us at 21 Union Street in Sidney or call 563-8200. That's 563-8200.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
All right, welcome back. We have an out-of-town score update to pass along. Worcester boys leading South Courtright Andes 28-18.
Okay, I got an update there from the book. Jackson Reed only has one foul. The other one was called on Cortikas.
Okay.
And it was Ethan Reed who made that three. You were correct.
Hey,
over there.
How about that? 24-20 our score. Morris throwing it away, or Skaneva's throwing it away here, and Morris will get it back. Sometimes games like this, Coach, are hard to call. They're so helter-skelter. There's so many turnovers. We're doing our best to bring it to you. But sometimes it really is. We say it often. It's a game of hot potato out there. 3.5 to go until our Morabito Energy Products halftime report. And to the right side here for Murphy. Passing one down low, finding Swayer, and he hits. What a look there by Murphy to find Swayer.
Yeah, it's hard sometimes as the color guy to find a spot to get a thought or a little nugget in for you.
6-point ball game. Skaneva's passing it to the interior, and another steal by Swayer. He's looking to take off, and Swayer lays it up and in, and he's up to 9. Back-to-back buckets for Carter Swayer. And Morris has ballooned this lead back up to 28-20 with 2:50 to go in the second quarter. Dragons have it, and they go left side. They'll work the ball around. They go back to Reed. Reed to the high post, steps through, lost control of it. We got a foul here on the floor on Morris. Reed so tough, so lanky, but so strong that when you try to strip him, things like that, it's just going to have a lot of contact. And here's Osborne, Coach, coming back in with those three fouls. They're going to roll the dice here. Still a lot of time left in this second quarter. Osborne on the baseline will feed it in. Polisino for three. No, short. Cortikas is there, and he lays it in.
That was a great pass.
Cortikas always seems to find a way to score in his minutes. It makes it 28-22. Morris boys leading Skaneves. Here's Murphy off a screen. Missed it on the side of the rim. Reed a rebound. Here comes the Dragons. Osborne in transition. Slows it down. Goes one into the corner here for Polisino. On the baseline. Up and under. Can't get that shot to go. And a rebound here for the Mustangs.
And if I'm Morris, I'm attacking where Osborne is in the zone. He's got three fouls. He can't foul.
Right side now for Murphy. Splits two defenders. Dumps one off for Swayer, and he scores. With Reed right there in his shorts. And Swayer's got 11. So Murphy with 15, Swayer with 11 to lead. The Mustangs and a steal now by Swayer. And ahead for Johnson. And his finger roll won't go. And Skaneves has got a rebound. Here's Osborne. Osborne in transition. Shovels one off for Reed. Tough angle. Gets his own rebound. Can't hit it, but he scored. And Reed is going to go to the line here with a 1:38 to go in the second quarter. Morris up 30-22.
I thought there was a little bit of a mistake down there on the other end. When Morris had the ball, they got it out in transition, and Osborne was the only one back. And I think the Morris player didn't realize or recognize who was back there. He should have gone right to the rim. He kind of faded away because he was afraid he was going to get his shot blocked, but there was no way Osborne could try to block a shot because he didn't want to pick up his fourth foul.
Reed gets this first foul shot to go. He's got 9 now. Makes it 30-23. So Skaneva staying in touch, making a couple of runs here. Second shot for Reed, no, and a rebound underneath by the Mustangs. Ripped down there by Mark Hoyt, who's into the ball game now. Murphy to the left side. Murphy pumps the brakes with 90 seconds to go here in the first half. Murphy looking for a little shake. Comes off the screen. Doesn't decide to go. 15 on the shot clock now for the Mustangs. Murphy, crossover, crosses them back into the paint. Finds Hoyt down low, who missed the little bunny layup there. Rebound scooped up by Jonah Baldo. Now back to Hoyt again, and this time he hits. Timeout's going to be taken here by Morris with 1:06 to go in the second quarter. And the Morris boys lead 32-23. We'll be back on CDO.
Bob's Diner, North Main Street in Bainbridge. We serve homemade hearty meals 7 days a week. We feature an awesome burger menu with unique specialty burgers. Customers love our daily blue plate specials, and the staff is friendly, and there's plenty of parking, too. At Bob's Diner, our homemade soups and chili are served all year long, and our homemade desserts will please any sweet tooth. Dine 7 days a week at Bob's Diner, North Main Street in downtown Bainbridge. And remember, Bob's Back Room for meetings and parties, too. Call 967-3111.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
We'll tell you more about it at halftime from our out-of-town scoreboard. But for you Oneonta fans, they're tied 23-23 with Owego Free Academy at the half in that boys' game tonight. And now here's a steal by Murphy out of the timeout, and he scores. Murphy's got 17 here in the first half. 50 seconds to go in the second quarter. And Skanevis getting it across midcourt. 45 seconds to go here in the second quarter. They get it off to Kortikas and to the far side now for Osborne. Suffocating defense here by the Mustangs, making it pretty tough to get a clean shot off. Morris throwing it out of bounds on the rebound here. Ty Turner in a tough spot. Whipped it, and nobody was home, so the Dragons will hold on to it.
Important possession here for the Dragons. Need a basket.
And so underneath the hoop to the left of it, they get it into Osborne into the right corner. Osborne with a pull-up jumper here. It's off the mark. Reed getting a rebound, and he's fouled. Some contact there. He comes up hurt. Appears to be okay. Reed going to go to the line here. Looks like maybe a funny bone or something like that.
That's what I was going to say. It looked like his elbow came down on the Morris player's shoulder. So just a little bit of a funny bone issue. It looks like he's holding his elbow. Looks to be okay.
So he's going to step into the line here. We'll have our Mirabito Energy Products halftime report coming up in just a couple of minutes. Yeah, that looks like funny bone. He's trying to work it out here a little bit with 26 seconds to go. Remind me, I want to talk about the Cooperstown boys game last night that I went to as well during our halftime report. And a first shot here for Reed is no good. He still looks like he's in quite a bit of pain. Swayer's going to check back in for Jonah Baldo. Morris up 34-23 here at the break.
Now, if I'm Coach Grace, Osborne's out here in this last 26.4. You don't want to get him his fourth foul.
No, he's got to be careful. And the second shot is short for Reed. I just don't think he had his full use of his arm there. They do get a rebound, and Skanevis will keep it alive. A bucket here would go a long way for the Dragons. They go to Kortikas at the foul line. His jumper, no. Reed has got it. Reed muscling his way through. He's fouled and can't get the layup to go. But Reed's going right back to the line with 10 seconds left before the half.
And that's two, I believe, on Swayer. Oh, they're going to say that. If the board's right, that's three, but I only had two. I know you don't.
Yeah, I wasn't keeping track, but that's possibly three on Swayer, and they just put him back in, too. And Reed gets the first one at the line. He's up to 10.
And they are signaling at the bench that he does have three fouls, so that's big.
Yeah, Baldo comes back in, and Baldo had just subbed out to put Swayer back in, and he picks that one up. Reed's second shot is good. Must have that feeling back in his elbow. That's big, makes it 34-25. 5 seconds left. Murphy, crossover into the paint. Murphy is fouled with 2.7 seconds left. And he just creates so much havoc on the inside, and that's going to be on Jackson Reed, his second.
Oh, I thought he signaled 42.
Oh, it is, Kortikas, yes, okay.
They got us all confused over here.
Yes, they do.
Yeah, I think Murphy's very shifty. He's elusive. He has that nice handle, and he can get to the rim, he can shoot it. So he's a difficult cover.
Murphy can't get the first one to go at the line, second one coming. 34-25 right now with 2 seconds, 2.7 left. And Murphy gets the second, 18 in the first half for Murphy. And Morris with a steal, and they can't get the shot to go. A steal by Rylan Boss. His shot at the buzzer bounces off. 35-25. Morris boys leading Skanevis here at the break. We'll be back with our Mirabito Energy Products halftime report in just a few minutes on WCDO.
What makes a good team? Commitment, dedication, reliability, accountability, and working together toward common goals. You'll find teammates like that at Morabito. Teammates that take care of their customers while encouraging and supporting each other. Learn more about the opportunities to join the Morabito team today by visiting morabito.com/careers. Morabito, where people make energy different.
Hey, what you doing?
I'm checking out the vehicles on butlerautosales.com.
6-1500.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, WCDO.
Welcome back. 35-25 at the break here in Morris. The Morris boys leading Skenevis in the 4-5 game. And it's time now for our Morabito Energy Products halftime report. Morabito has been delivering energy solutions with outstanding customer service for nearly 100 years. Call Morabito at 607-563-HEAT and keep your family warm this winter. Well, Coach, your thoughts on the first half here? I mean, really up and down basketball, like you said, kind of hard for us to call because it is kind of frantic, I would say.
Yeah, and I mean, if you didn't have the ability to look at the scoreboard and know what the score was, you would think that Morris was ahead by more than 10.
I agree.
So, especially with Osborne having only one basket, I believe, or no baskets.
And Osborne has none, yeah.
So he has no points, he has three fouls, and you're within 10. So I think if you're Skenevis, you have to be pleased where you are, but you are also concerned with Osborne's three fouls. If you're Morris, I think you might be a little concerned in that locker room, at least I would be. We're only up 10. I think we're fortunate to be up 10 because Skenevis left some points at the free throw line. I can recall at least four misses. You can't expect the team to shoot 100%, but a couple more and it's less than a 10-point game. And the other thing I would be concerned about if I'm Coach Joy is Carter Swear picked up his third foul there right at the end, and I don't think that Morris can afford to have him out of the ballgame.
Let's look at the out-of-town scoreboard here. What do you think, Coach?
Sounds good.
Oneonta and Owego Free Academy will start in Class A. They are tied 23-23 at the break, so that's the 4-5 game in Class A. Now, Norwich and Windsor, the 3-6. I have a score, but I don't want to say it incorrectly, so I'm going to wait and see if by the time we tip off in the third quarter we have an update on that. Over to Class B, some of the WCDO teams that you might be worried about. Let's see here. We have Walton Downsville hosting Shenango Forks in the 4-5 game. Let me get back over to my screen there. Forks is up by two, 25-23 at the half. And Sydney boys, the 6 seed, going out to take on Lansing, the 3 seed. And Sydney is ahead 29-26 at the half there. So a nice job by Sydney here tonight. Now, in Class C, the only score update I'm going to have right now is Delhi and Union Springs. The rest of those games are all the IAC teams. I will be finding those out later, so certainly check back with us at that time. But Delhi is up 33-25 at the half there. And over in Class D, I don't have that Edmiston update yet. We will get you that. But Worcester is ahead at the half, as we said, 28-18. I'm just going to double-check that. 28-18 at the half there, yes. And I'm still waiting for another update on Margaretville, Stanford, Jefferson, but they were up 28-10. So that's a quick look at the out-of-town scoreboard. If you need all that information later tonight, I'll be posting it on my Twitter page or my X page, as well as natelull.com. We'll try to get that done as quickly as possible here tonight. So before we take another break here, Coach, boy, Skenevis, you know, a lot has to go their way, but we always say a 10-point lead is not really a safe lead. So certainly a lot of basketball left to be played here.
Yeah, and I mean, they have hit a couple threes, but some of their better three-point shooters have not been the ones hitting the threes. And in warm-ups down here in before the game, they were making almost quite a bit of shots from the perimeter. So, you know, a couple threes here and there, and Morris gets cold, could be right there.
And Margaretville boys are up 45-29 at the half over Stanford Jefferson. And I do know that Connor Wayman is now 6 points away from joining the 1,000-point club for Margaretville. So he should be hopefully able to do that tonight on his home floor for the Blue Devils there. That's pretty cool. So I think I do have another update. Yeah, Norwich boys up 34-20. I believe that is our update there over Windsor. at the half in Class A. So, all right, 35-25 is our score here. Morris Boys on top of Skanivas in our Morabito Energy Products Halftime Report. We'll be back on WCDO.
Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber on Route 8 in Sydney is your local home for the finest quality wood in the area. Twin Valley has all major Northeast species of hard and soft woods. They specialize in dimensional lumber, hardwood flooring, moldings, paneling, and more. Perfect for contractors, wood shops, and hobbyists, Twin Valley is located on Route 8 just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light in Sydney. Call 563-4300. That's 563-4300. Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber, enhancing your home through the beauty of wood. A division of Quality Hardwoods.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout this season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition, and they support all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes that the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
The Delaware National Bank of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local sports on WCDO. DNBD is the 25th oldest bank in the nation, providing over 175 years of service to Delaware County and beyond. DNBD meets all your financial needs. Check out our internet banking services at dnbd.bank. DNBD, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, WCDO.
All right, welcome back as we get you set for the start of the third quarter. Morris in their home white uniforms with the royal blue trim. And kind of the opposite for Skanivas, the royal blue with the white trim, also the gold trim mixed in for the old Skanivas Draper Dragons. 35-25 our score, and the Mustangs will have it going left to right. So they'll be coming towards us, going left to right. Here is Murphy. Murphy off a screen, finds Swayer. A three ball for Carter, buckles off the side of the rim, and they're going to come right towards the radio table here. Nobody joins us in our laps here, but I thought maybe they were going to, or at least the table was going to get taken out. Out of bounds, it's going back to Skanivas.
Yeah, we both braced for impact.
Yes. And so Skanivas is going to have to deal with the Morris pressure. It's been a while since we've had a full table takeout, I think. Although, you were with me last year in Delhi, right, when they came pretty much right onto the table with us and somehow didn't knock us off the air, but that was a hard hit. Osborne with the jumper in the paint, couldn't get it to go.
That would have been big for Skanivas to kind of chip away at this lead. That was a good shot.
Osborne just trying to get going, I think, here. He has no points after averaging right around 17. Of course, he's been in the foul trouble tonight. And inside now for the Mustangs. They find Levi Waffle up off the glass, and Levi scores.
And Osborne really couldn't challenge that because he's got the three fouls. He was there, but he couldn't challenge it.
Tough spot to be in for Allen Osborne, but they need him on the court, too, and he's going to try to gamble and hold down the fort. Here's Cody Cater inside his jumper off the back of the rim. Reed's got a rebound off the glass. No. And Morris with another rebound for Waffle. And ahead for Ryan Murphy through traffic. Murphy's layup won't go. And we got a jump ball on the rebound.
I think he got a foul.
Got a foul on the reach-in. Foul going to be on Jake Johnson.
That'll be his second, team's first.
Worcester boys up five on South Courtright at the end of the third quarter. They're really moving fast in that game, 35-30.
So did they close the gap from halftime?
They did. They were down 10. Now it's five, so SK finding a way. And here's Reed in transition. Talk about finding a way. A little finger roll there in the paint, and he scores. 13 for Jackson Reed. And Morris answering right back with Swayer on a baseline drive up the left wing, and he scores. He's got 13 as well. And across the midcourt timeline, Osborne stripped, and Morris has got it. And here's Murphy, a little hesitation on the baseline, shovels it over, and this one's out of bounds, going back to the Dragons. Can they chip away at this? I think a lot of local fans from all my travels saying, you know, Skanivas, much like last year when they made a run to the final, sectional Final Four, could be kind of that dark horse team again. They can all put it together. But tonight they find themselves in a little bit of a hole here, 39-27. Here's Cater trying to chip away at it, and he missed it. Waffle with a rebound. And a head now for Murphy. Ditches it off for Swayer behind the defense, and he scores. Swayer's got 15. and a timeout's going to be taken. Morris bumps it up to 41-27, and we'll be back on WCDO.
Thinking of remodeling your home or office and not sure where to begin? You need the contracting experts, Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience. From frame to finish, Cohen and Fraser Builders can meet all your contracting needs. Garages, decks, siding, and additions, plus full plumbing, heating, and electrical work. At Cohen and Fraser Builders, they see the project through from start to finish. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
5:45 to go, third quarter. Skanitas finds themselves down on the road here, 41-27. And in the backcourt, they'll go to Palestino around to the far side. Shuffles one down the floor here to Jackson Reed. He's stripped. Reed's got it back and finds Palestino straight away for three, in and out. Rebound is picked up here by Morris. And across midcourt here with Ryan Murphy. Murphy to the right side. Wants to slow it down here a little bit. Work some clock. 41-27. Morris has got it here. Murphy to the high post. Finds Swayer. Outside here for Johnson. His jumper, no. Skanivas with a rebound. And an outlet pass to Reed. Trying to get the ball to Reed in transition. He's got it. Off the back of the rim, no. Tim Green has got a rebound. Both teams diving onto the floor. Reed's got it and shovels one to that far side for Cater, and he lost it out of bounds. Skanivas just struggling to find some rhythm here.
Yeah, they just need to find a way to get that ball in the basket. They're a little frustrated, but they get one to go. It could kind of open things up.
Cross midcourt here for Ryan Murphy. Murphy closely guarded, and we got a foul up near midcourt. And Skanivas just seems to not be able to catch a break. With 4:40 to go here in this third quarter. 41-27 the score.
And Morris seems to be playing with a more of a like time score situation type thing. They have the lead here. They're kind of slowing it down, not playing at the usual pace, which I think is a good move. I don't know if it's on purpose and intentional, but it's a good move here up 41-27 with 4:39 to go.
Yeah. I mean, Morris seems to always have that go, go, go mentality. But, yeah, you're right. They've slowed it down here a little bit. Skanivas trying to work their way back in. Here's Tim Green. Little up and under. Missed it. Waffles got a rebound for Morris. And ahead now for Murphy. Murphy to the left side. And now inside. Great move. We'll send it into the corner for Swayer, and he hits the three. Swayer's got 18. Makes it 44-27. With 4:15 to go here in the third.
What was the stoppage for?
One of the Skanivas players rolled his ankle here at the foul line and limped off. Hate to say it, was because of the Murphy move. Murphy with the nice crossover. And then he dished it off into the corner for Swayer to make it 44-27. Tough night so far here for the Dragons. And to midcourt, they go to Reed. Reed down the right side. The step through, the jumper falls short. And picked up here by Reed. And he's trying to find some room to work with here. He's frustrated at the moment, but he is fouled. And this is going to send Reed. No, it was on the floor there, so Spranger's going to have the inbounds. And Reed's going to set up here at the right low block. And Reed wants it, muscles his way inside and scores. And that's where he's so hard to stop if he gets that room. Reed's got 15. 3:50 to go here in the third quarter. Swayer, left side. Swayer dishing one off. Johnson with a rebound blocked out of bounds by Tim Green. And it'll stay here with the Mustangs with 3:45 to go in the third. Jonah Baldo checking back in. Again, 3:47 to go here in the third. 44-29. Mustangs on top. They get it to Murphy. Right side for three, and Murphy hits. 21 for Murphy, his first points of the second half, and it's 47-29. Osborne across the midcourt timeline as the Dragons go right to left. They're in the blue with the white and the gold trim to the right elbow here for Reed. Now back to Osborne. Settles in. Osborne's shot won't go. And picked up on the rebound here by the Mustangs. Little spin move, bounce pass, Swayer in the corner, jab step, steps back, and hits. And Swayer's got 21, and a timeout's taken. Morris has opened it up here, and they lead 50-29. With 3:10 to go in the third, we'll be back on WCDO.
Cold winter weather, tough vehicle starts, difficult driving conditions. Stop at Sydney Tire, your family vehicle safety center. They can evaluate your tires and antifreeze level. The experienced staff at Sydney Tire can help you to maintain your vehicle in top condition through the cold winter months. So stop in or call Sydney Tire today. Located on Route 7 between Sydney and Unadilla. Call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire.
Curtis Lumber, your local full-service home center and lumber yard, has just what you're looking for. Builders, contractors, and do-it-yourselfers rely on Curtis Lumber for expert advice and premium brands priced right, including Anderson Windows, Owens Corning Roofing, and DeWalt Tools. Plus, Curtis Lumber offers daily delivery service. Stop in and see the friendly pros at Curtis Lumber on Main Street in Sydney and Hale Street in Norwich for all your project needs.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, WCDO.
3 minutes to go in the third. Here's Jackson Reed out of the timeout, trying to go right to the rim, and he is just playing hard. Bodies flying. There's a foul here on the Morris Mustangs.
It's going to be the first on Ryan Murphy.
39-29, Norwich on top of Windsor in that ballgame. So my other score was just updated there. So Reed can't get that first shot to go.
I think he made it, but I think he violated. I think that's what the official said. It's a violation.
So a violation. I don't think I marked that down. No, I didn't. Okay, so he missed that. Or won't get credit for it, I should say.
It goes in the book as a miss. You are correct.
Okay.
I don't know if his foot was over the line or if he goes over the line after he shoots it. Misses the second.
Second one is missed, and then we got a jump ball. And I'm going to work on getting an Edmiston update here because I'm hearing that Gilboa Conesville-Roxbury is playing them tough, Coach. So that would be interesting.
I thought they had a chance with their size and athleticism to give Edmiston a little bit of problem.
We'll get an update on that as soon as we can. Swayer in transition. Swayer dishes one off, and it's up off the glass and good for Ty Turner. Boy, and Morris, they have these nights. Here's a steal by Murphy. He threw it off of Spranger, and it's going to stay here with Morris. And what I was going to say is Morris has these nights where they get this momentum. They shoot the ball well, and then it's like the rim just opens up for them.
Well, they're playing super hard. They're giving a lot of effort defensively.
And now the pass inside and a foul. Turner hits it, and he's going to the line, and it's all going well here tonight for the Mustangs. They lead 54-29.
And they've just kind of exploded here in this third quarter.
Boy, they really have. Murphy's got 21. Carter Swayer has 21. Turner now with a couple of buckets. He's up to six. Just a good team effort here. Cortikas to the bench. Owen Bryant's going to check back in. 2:37 to go here in the third. And Skinevas frustrated at the moment. And the shot rattles in and out. Swayer, a rebound. His shot won't go. Spranger's got it this time for the Dragons, and they'll finally have some room to operate with. Polisino down the right side. Picks up his dribble in a tough spot. He gets double-teamed, and we got a jump ball. With 2:25 to go in the third, and we got a technical foul here on Skinevas.
He's got a double-T, I think, here.
Yeah, we do. We got a double-T. 2:25 to go in the third. While we sort out this technical foul, we're going to step away for 30 seconds to be right back on WCDO.
The Sydney and Norwich McDonald's are proud supporters of high school sports on WCDL, and McDonald's is hiring for all shifts. The Sydney and Norwich McDonald's offer flexible hours and will work around school schedule. Apply online at mcstate.com and select the Sydney or Norwich McDonald's, or stop in and ask for an application from one of our managers. McDonald's of Sydney and Norwich is an equal opportunity employer.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Welcome back. 2:25 to go in the third. Coach, a double T?
Yeah, double technical foul. I think that's just the official's way to say, hey, let's clean this up. Stop the little riffraff that's going on. And it goes to the alternating possession arrow.
There was a physical play there. And so the double T, we're back underway. No foul shots to be had. 2:15 to go here in the third. Murphy on the left side. Murphy directing traffic. Tries to go to the high post for Swayer. Passes down low for Baldo, and he scores. And Baldo was wide open there. It makes it 56-29, and Morris is just on fire here.
Yeah, really nice pass there from Swayer to Baldo on the left block.
Polisino goes flying in, and we got a charge taken here. Ty Turner planted his feet and absorbed the contact. And boy, the physical nature continues here. Morris is going to get this ball back, and this place is fired up.
And Skinevis has really gotten into some foul trouble. I think they have multiple players, either three or four fouls.
And so now Morris will walk it down the floor, leading 56-29 with a minute 50 to go here in the third. And a pull-up, a long two for Swayer. Off the front of the rim, he missed it. Murphy's got a rebound, and he's going to back it out. Murphy's done a pretty good job of trying to slow the pace down at times. Now they do throw it away, just as I say that, but more than Morris normally would, they have slowed it down.
And this gym is a difficult place to play as the opponent, but when Morris gets it going like this, it just makes it even more difficult to play here.
Edmiston is ahead by 8, 38-30 in that ball game. So starting to maybe pull away a little bit there from Gilboa, Conesville, Roxbury. Boy, and a fight for a jump ball here as both teams being pretty physical. With 1:20 to go here in the third. No love lost between these Tri-Valley rivals. .122 left here, third quarter. 56-29 on the baseline. Skinevis will look to get it in. They go to Reed, and it pops in and out. He did everything there but finish. Murphy in transition now. Murphy tries to take it in. Couldn't get the shot to go. Springer's got it, falling out of bounds. Has to save it. And Reed's finally got it here with 1:05 left. And now to Osborne. Osborne takes it into the teeth of the defense, and he's fouled. And the physical play continues here. 56-29, Morris on top.
And boy, I looked up at the scoreboard there, and with how physical it's been, I would think that both teams would be over five fouls, but one team's at five, the other's at four.
Yeah, it feels like it's been more physical, and there'd be more fouls as Osborne hits his first shot. This is his first point. Margaretville boys up 71-48 on Stanford Jefferson. And Connor Wayman did join the 1,000 point club for the Margaretville Blue Devils, only the second player in Margaretville history to hit 1K. 1:02 to go here in the third, and another foul on the rebound. And to the line here for Tim Green. Norwich boys are up 50-40 in that game at the end of the third over Windsor. And we did get an update on that Oneonta game that was tied at the half and then a two-point game at the end of the third as Green hits the first one here. Oneonta was down double digits in that ball game to start, 17-3, clawed their way back in. So the Jackets trying to survive in Class A tonight. Green's second shot the line here for Skinevis off the back of the rim, and the Mustangs have it. And Murphy across midcourt with 55 seconds to go in the third. Murphy directing some traffic here. Reed trying to guard him. Again, a nice job by Murphy here to slow it down. With the Mustangs on top, Murphy back up near midcourt. Goes around Reed, now to the baseline, and we'll look to pull it back out. And to Swayer from deep. Steps in for a two, and he's fouled with 31 seconds to go here in the third. And Swayer's going to head to the line now. You know, the last couple of times I've seen Morris coach having shot the ball well, things didn't go their way. Tonight, the exact opposite.
yeah, they're shooting the ball well. They're doing a good job getting after it defensively. Their energy and enthusiasm that they play with is difficult to match at times.
Swayer at the line here gets the first.
And that was Osborne's fourth foul, so the news continues to not be good here if you're a Skenevis fan.
And the second shot coming here for Swayer is good. Swayer with 23. It would feel like Murphy has more than him, but Swayer has 23, and Murphy has 21. And now a foul coming back down the floor as Reed tried to split a double team with 27 seconds to go in the third.
And that'll be four on Swayer.
Wow, so Swayer picks up the fourth, comes over to talk to head coach Jerry Joy. With 27 seconds left here in the third, 58-31. Morris boys leading Skenevis here in the 4-5 game of the Section 4 Class D boys basketball tournament. Reed hits the first at the line. He's got 16. He's staring the end of his career right dead in the face right now unless Skenevis can pull a rabbit out of the hat. Second one coming for Reed is good. He has 17. And in the backcourt here for Ryan Murphy, Morris can play for the last shot of the quarter if they wish. Murphy back up near midcourt with Reed guarding him. Down to 15 seconds left. Murphy gets a screen here from Rylan Boss. Murphy backs it out. Step back three, a little short. Rebound here for Owen Bryant. Ball loose, and somehow Morris comes out of there with it. 2 seconds left. The shot here to end the quarter is off the mark, and that'll do it. Morris boys, as we head to the fourth, lead Skenevis 58-33, and we'll be back on WCDO.
You're buying a new car and shopping for a good loan rate. This place has a higher rate because they price by credit score, and that place has a higher rate because you don't have three accounts and a MasterCard with them. Don't get stuck with a higher signature loan rate. Simply visit Shendello Federal Credit Union in Franklin. Because to us, an auto is an auto, no matter the year. At Shendello Federal Credit Union in Franklin, one size fits all. No restricted terms or special requirements. 114 Main Street in Franklin. Or visit shendello.org. Member NCUA.
Your friends from JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge proudly support high school sports and hopes our local teams enjoy fun and successful seasons. Remember JM Electrical Contracting for all types of electrical work, from complete rewiring to electric panel upgrades and so much more. Plus, we sell, install, and service Generac generators for peace of mind in case of a power outage. So call Josh Missler at 895-PLUG. JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge, a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO.
When it comes to protecting their homes, people will try almost anything. From deadbolts to security systems, fences to motion lights, every little bit helps. But when it comes to protecting your home, nothing is more important than making sure you have the right amount of homeowners insurance. So talk to me, Scott Smith, your neighbor's insurance agent. Together, we can help you get the coverage you want and the discounts you deserve. Stop by Neighbors Insurance, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, or East Main Street in Oneonta for all your homeowners insurance needs.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
And welcome back to start the fourth quarter. A layup for Ryan Murphy on a great spin move. He's got 23, and it's 60-33. Morris on top, and what a third quarter there for the Mustangs, Coach.
Yeah, Morris outscored Skenevis in that third quarter 23-8.
Wow.
So just a phenomenal performance, not only at the offensive end, but also at the defensive end. I don't think Coach Joy could ask for a better quarter from the Mustangs there. That was phenomenal third quarter.
Jumper here for the Mustangs. No good. Baldo with a rebound. That's off the mark. Morris keeps it alive. And Murphy will pull it out. 7 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Murphy being closely guarded here by Jackson Reed. They're trying to do everything they can to hound him, but Murphy handling the pressure well. And Baldo gets it on the inside, lost control of it. Dragons have it. He got poked in the eye. Well, Tim Green is okay there. A foul on Morris on the reach-in. Thanks for joining us as well on WCDOsports.com. Our web stream and our game audio archive are both brought to you by SFCU. Appreciate their longtime support. And in the backcourt here, Dragons have it. With 6:50 to go in the fourth, Osborne up the right side. Osborne into the teeth of the defense, dishing one off for Green. Missed it. Osborne's second chance. Yes. Osborne with 3 points. He's had to play in foul trouble here tonight. And he's way below his average. 6.5 to go in the fourth quarter. And Murphy has it on that right side. Double teamed, but he's able to just dish it off. Now a steal by Jackson Reed. And Reed's going to take it in, and his finger roll is good. And Reed's up to 19. Makes it 60-37. Could the Dragons make a run here? And a timeout's going to be taken by Jerry Joy.
Well,
here for Morris.
The poor offensive showing there in the third quarter for the Dragons really has taken the fact that Swayer has the 4 fouls out of play. Really hasn't put any game pressure on the Mustangs, but Skenevis is not giving up.
We'll take a 30-second break. Morris Boys lead 60-37, early fourth quarter on CDO.
Protect what matters most. Preferred Mutual Insurance Company is committed to delivering superior insurance products and unsurpassed customer service. We offer property and casualty insurance products to meet the personal and business needs of our customers through independent agents in our communities. Preferred Mutual has been proudly serving our agents and policyholders since 1896. Visit us online at preferredmutual.com. Preferred Mutual is a proud supporter of student athletes in our community.
Let's get back to the action with Local Sports on WCDO.
Welcome back. We got confirmation. Margaretville boys defeating Stanford Jefferson in the 2-7 game, 77-57. And so they'll face the winner of Worcester and SK. And right now, Worcester is ahead late in that ball game. And Edmiston boys leading 44-36 with about 2 minutes left against Gilboa, Conesville, Roxbury, and the Morris boys here leading 60-37 over Skenevis. Our final four is just a couple of minutes away from being set. And little dribble drive, dishing it under. Murphy with a good look for Baldo, and he scores. And almost a steal now by Murphy. Baldo with 4 points. Active hands, and a great pass there from Murphy.
Yeah, phenomenal drive to the basket and dish there for Murphy.
Murphy with 23, getting close to his average on the season of 28.9. Highest in the area since the first day of the season. Jackson Reed, also averaging around 20 points a game, muscles this one up and in, and he's got 21. Won't be denied, and it's 62-39. To the high post, the turnaround shot here is good for Morris. And that's Ryland Boss, his first jumper of the night. Makes it 64-39. Now a steal by the Mustangs. And they'll scoop it up. Ball loose on the floor. And Morris has got it. And in the backcourt, Ryan Murphy.
That possession right there is indicative of the whole game. You know, people dive it on the floor. Lots of effort by both teams, but Morris comes up with it.
And here's Murphy taking it inside. Blocked by Reed. Boy, he really had to get up for that. But Waffle is there for the putback for Morris. Levi Waffle just all hard on the inside, usually just a hard worker. Makes it 66-39. With 4:45 to go in the fourth quarter. Three ball here for Skenevis. Bounced off the back of the rim. Rebound for the Dragons. They put another one up and hit the rim twice. Wouldn't go down. And now Baldo with a rebound. Baldo with a pass ahead. Lays it up off the glass. Little give and go. He got it for Murphy. And Baldo scores. And he's got six. Makes it 68-39. Boy, the Morris defense just all over the place tonight. Getting their hands, tipping everything.
I think we're going to have a timeout by Skenevis here.
Worcester defeats SK 58-39. So the Wolverines are moving on. We'll talk about all that and more when we come back on CDO.
Hi. I'm Sean LaRose from Waste Recovery Enterprises. Excited to tell you that Waste Recovery Redemption is now open on Clifton Street in Unadilla. Drop off your refundable bottles and cans for quick cash. Groups and organizations can set up an account for fundraisers, and we also do bulk pickups and bottle drives. And if you've been wondering what to do with those personal papers you don't need anymore, bring them to Northeast Data Destruction for document and hard drive shredding. Both of these services available at 29 Clifton Street, Unadilla. Open Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Saturdays 9 till 2.
Hi, this is Kurt Gardner from Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney. We've been serving the Tri-Town area and beyond since 2004, and we've helped folks with their heating, air conditioning, air duct cleaning, plumbing, electric, and home repair needs. Superior can also replace your outdated bathtub with a new walk-in shower at a very competitive price. So call us today and let us help. Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney. 607-349-0831. That's 607-349-0831.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Welcome back. 4:15 to go in the fourth quarter. And the Morris boys lead 68-39 here over Skenevis. And now a foul on the Mustangs. Coach, just a quick look at the out-of-town scoreboard. Oneonta boys are up 3 with under a minute left there against Owego, 47-44. Norwich is up on Windsor, 59-41, with about 4 minutes left in that game. Worcester defeats SK, 58-39. Edmiston's about to put the icing on the cake there in Class D as well, over GCR. So a bunch of scores continuing to trickle in here. And the Sydney boys are tied with Lansing, 50-50, late in that ball game. And here's Murphy in transition. And his little finger roll won't go. Looks like it's going to stay here with the Mustangs. 4:07 left. And Swayer will find it to Murphy. A little underneath, finds Waffle. Can't get the shot. Second chance here. Has to kick one back out, and Morris will reset. Good play there by Waffle to just kind of hit the reset button with 3:50 to go here in the fourth. Morris up 68-39. Trying to make sure they get through the next 4 minutes healthy if they're going to move on here against Skenevis. And now Murphy slipped, lost control of it. Osborne's got it in transition. His shot won't go. Rolled off the front of the rim. And somehow Cater comes out of there with the rebound. Into the corner for Osborne. A three for him is good. Osborne sinks the shot, and he's got 6 points. Makes it 68-42.
Well, you just wonder if he could have got a hoop early and stayed out of foul trouble if this had been a different game.
Really could have been. And now up and underneath. This one blocked. And Swayer's got a rebound, and he lays it in. 25 now for Swayer. And it's 70-42. 3 minutes to go here in the fourth quarter. Osborne in the backcourt. Palacino now on the right side after a chest pass. Left it short. Swayer with a rebound. And Morris will bring it up the floor here with Murphy. Looks like Coach Joy is going to start to go to the bench a little bit here with 2:45 to go. Waffle inside finds Swayer, and he lays it in. Swayer with 27. Swayer in his own right here on our top scorers list. He's right up there as well, right, Coach? Somewhere around 19?
19.6. That's 14th on your list.
Looks like I look at these numbers too often. Corner jumper here along 2 for Skenevis is no good. It's out of bounds. It was going to stay with the Dragons. Cortikas will check back in, and Morris is going to do the hockey line change here, and all 5 will come out, and the MCS fans are happy about that one, giving their starters some love as they go to the bench for perhaps the last time tonight with 2:24 left. Edmiston wins 52-46. In their ball game. So we've got 3 of the 4 scores final in the Class D bracket. Edmiston moves on, Worcester moves on, and Margaretville moves on. And so we are the lone game left with 2:15 to go here in the fourth. And this ball out of bounds is going to stay with the Mustangs, though, here after getting 5 new starters in. Well, always nice, Coach, when you can win on your home floor, and everything from here on out will be a neutral court. So a good way to end the season here on their home floor for the Mustangs.
But it's also a reason to play hard during the year so you get this home game in sectionals.
And a jumper on the right side is up and good here for the Mustangs with Jake Johnson. Johnson, the only player on the floor that's seen some regular action tonight. Everybody else is new. Mark Hoyt, I guess, got a couple of minutes here and there, but 1:56 left, and Morris is up 74-42. You feel for a guy like Jackson Reed. I know this isn't how he wanted to go out, a 1,000-point scorer. I'd say he's probably got to end up off the sea after tonight, but somewhere in the 1,200 range. He's had an excellent career. Reed to the interior, trying to find some room to work with, and he's fouled with 1:49 left. And Morris will move on here to take on their Tri-Valley rivals, Edmiston. Boy, that'll be a heck of a game over at SUNY Delhi next week.
And they played once, and Edmiston was able to come out with a 65-57 win.
Reed at the line here hits the first. I was here that night, and, you know, I talked earlier about how Morris, they can be a little Jekyll and Hyde. And that night, I didn't think they played that well, and Edmiston really had a good dialed-in plan and came in and got the key victory, 23 now for Reed. So I'm sure the Mustangs are hungry to get another shot at the Panthers. Cross midcourt here for Morris. Stripped to the basketball. And somehow kept in here by MCS. A pull-up jumper, no, off the back of the rim. Kept alive by Morris again as we come up on a minute and a half to go here in the fourth quarter. Mustangs getting some of their reserves and some of the JV call-ups in for the first time tonight. Leading 74-44. Hard to believe that by this time next week, Coach, well, by tomorrow, it'll be sectional final time. Crazy how fast, once you hit the sectional tournament, how fast it can go. And the Mustangs will work it around. And they'll dish one off. Going to set it up. Stay tuned for our post-game show. We'll give out our three awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose players. We'll also get you some final scores here if we can tonight, especially from some of these close ball games. Not the way Skenevis drew this one up here tonight. Really thought this was had the potential to be a close ball game. We talked about it during our Butler Auto pregame show. They had a great regular season match with Morris coming out on top by four. Got a traveling violation here on the Mustangs with a minute to go.
Sometimes, though, that happens in sectionals. You kind of run into a buzzsaw. Could be a lot of different factors, but could be the venue. Like you said, from this point on, you're going to play at a neutral venue.
Steal here now by the Mustangs. And a little breakaway layup is off the mark and no good for Adrian Taraga. And some pushing and shoving over in the far side corner. With 48 seconds left, everybody appears to be okay. Just some frustration here by the Dragons as Morris will have it on the baseline. Tough night here tonight for Skenevis. 48 seconds to go. And Jackson Reed will get subbed out here, and Skenevis fans giving him a round of applause here. This is a tough one for the seniors. You can see it over on the sideline, and they know when it's over, it's a tough thing. Lots of hugs over on that sideline right now for the Dragons. And Skenevis will have it with 40 seconds left, going right to left. Team that went to the Final Four last year in the section. The Skenevis Dragons coming up just a game short this year. Morris will be going back again. Here's Mark Hoyt laying it up and in. And Hoyt's got it to make it 76-44. 20 seconds left here in the fourth quarter. Spranger's going to dish it off. He'll get it back in the corner. And the Dragons will work it to the inside. We got a foul. And Skenevis will head to the line here with Aiden Burgos. So again, Edmiston moving on, 52-46 over Gilboa, Conesville, Roxbury. Worcester down South Courtright, Andes, 58-39. And Margaretville defeats Stanford Jefferson 77-57. Stay tuned for our postgame show. We'll get you that Oneonta final score. I mean, that was a three-point game with under a minute left. Norwich was up big in their ball game. Sydney was tied late in their ball game. And my phone continues to blow up, so we'll have some more.
And, you know, I think the Morris-Edmiston semifinal has the makings of a track meet. Both teams like to really get up and down. It should be an exciting ball game.
Morris scoring here with Jed Dugan off the bench. And that's going to do it. 78-44. A half-court heave won't go for Skenevis. And that'll do it. The Morris boys are moving on, and they'll get Edmiston to the next round post-game show coming up here on WCDO.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
Every day at NBT Bank, we focus our business around all the ways we can help yours. We're large enough to offer leading business and digital solutions, but local enough to ensure personalized one-on-one service. So turn to NBT Bank for a full range of business solutions, like capital and treasury management services, even fraud protection, and see how NBT Bank is just the right size to help you do big things. Visit nbtbank.com to learn more and start a conversation. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
DTC, Delhi Telephone Company, is a proud supporter of high school sports on WCDO. We wish our local teams great success this season, and we remind moms and dads that DTC offers dedicated high-speed internet service to many towns in Delaware County and is continuing to expand our services throughout the county. DTC also provides quality digital cable TV programming, reliable phone service, and home security systems. For more information on DTC, visit DelhiTel.com or call 746-1500.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney. Cheers on student athletes in every sport.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back one last time to Morris Central School, where the Morris boys defeat Skanivas 78-44. Coach, if we're still on, I might have you grab the book before we're all said and done. But we'll go through our scoring here. 27 for Carter Swayer. That's a game high. 23 for Ryan Murphy, and then Jackson Reed with 23 on the other side. Besides that, it was a lot of, you know, twos and fours. So that's where it's tough for Skanivas tonight. Osborne only with six. He averages 17 usually. Could have been a different ball game if he doesn't get those early fouls.
Yeah, but you got to give credit to Morris. Their defensive intensity tonight was just off the charts. This place is always a difficult place to come play, but tonight with their offense and with their defensive intensity, I don't know too many teams that have been able to come in here tonight and beat them.
Yeah, they were having one of those nights where everything they put up went in, and that certainly makes them hard to beat. All right, let's do some out-of-town scores real quick. Oneonta and Owego are in overtime. Matthew Rubin hits a three, kind of an unsung hero tonight, sends him to overtime. They were tied at 49, so that game is still going. Norwich defeats Windsor 68-44, so a good look there for the Purple Tornado moving on to the semifinals. Sydney and Lansing don't have a final on that yet. They were tied 50-50 last check I had. Delhi boys defeat Union Springs 67-50. So Delhi moving on. We have Edmiston over Gilboa, Conesville, Roxbury, 52-46. Worcester over SK, 58-39. And Margaretville over Stamford Jefferson, 77-57. So that's what we have right now. And, of course, you can check everything out later tonight at at natelull.com, as well as some of our awards we'll have on wcdosports.com. All right, time for our three awards. First is the NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award, brought to you by NBT Bank. Top rated by Forbes and by the people who matter most, our customers. NBT Bank is proud to support our local high school athletes. We're going to go with Carter Swayer, 27 tonight. And do I dare say it was a quiet 27, Coach?
Yeah, it was a quiet 27. And he sat for a good portion of that fourth quarter with four fouls. And then when Coach Joy cleared the bench, so it was an efficient 27. I thought he did a nice job scoring at all different levels. He had some nice threes. He had some nice drives to the basket, and he finished inside on some nice dishes from some of his teammates. So good game for Swayer.
Next up is the Morabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award, brought to you by Morabito Gresham Insurance. where the customer always comes first. Jeffrey Morabito and Jeff Gresham cheer on our local teams this season. And we wanted to go with Ryan Murphy tonight. Yes, he did it on offense, but we also thought he was great on defense. A lot of those pesky little steals that, you know, he is so good about.
Yeah, he had several steals when Skinevas was trying to inbound it, when Morris was putting on the full court press, and he just seemed to be all over the place tonight defensively, causing havoc when Skinevas had the ball.
Do have an update, 55-53. Oneana's on top with a minute and a half to go. So we'll keep an eye on that. And wrap up here with our ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award, brought to you by ACCO, a proud supporter of local youth in the Tri-County area. ACCO Brands wishes the best to all players this sports season and is happy to have been a community partner for over 75 years. We wanted to go with Jackson Reed from Skinevas. Left it all out there tonight, a game-high 23. Just couldn't get enough things going on the Dragon side to keep this close here tonight.
Yeah, and he played super hard. Wasn't the best shooting night for him, I don't think, but he certainly left it all out there. He had a fabulous career tonight. He was clearly Skinevas' best player. I know he's disappointed that it didn't end the way he probably would have liked, but he had a good game tonight and a good career at Skinevas.
So that's going to wrap up our three awards. And again, you can check out natelull.com for some additional information. And we are still waiting to see exactly what we're going to do tomorrow. Check in the morning on WCDO. We might do a basketball game tomorrow night. I might be going up to Albany to check out the wrestling championships. I just wanted to see how things were going to shake out for some of our local wrestlers who are up there today. And by the time we sign off here tonight, we should know how many locals are in the state championship semifinals for boys wrestling. So I just wanted to try to spread the love a little bit, and we'll see what happens with all that. So check out natelull.com under the radio schedule tab, and we'll see what's going on there. But, Coach, we'll see you somewhere either tomorrow or next week.
Yep, in a gym somewhere.
In a gym somewhere. So speaking of gym, thank you to Jim Tomeo, our producer back in the WCDO studios down in Sydney. Always does a great job. Our final score here tonight, Morris Boys move on to the sectional semifinals with a 78-44 victory over Skinevas. For Greg Bonskowski, I'm Nate Lull. We'll see you next time on WCDO Sports.
We're the station with more ways to win. WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Lying in my apartment, feel the walls breathing out my doubt. Out. On my back, there's a target. Shoot it down with the bullseye out. They keep on pulling me down. Don't let me go insane. There's hell in my pocket almost every day. Now I'm losing my mind, looking for someone to blame.